This is No Wingspan Mix, episode 38, for Saturday, March 31st, 2007. Hello, hello! Lisa J is here today, another week for you, and bring you another episode where we are talking about whether or not Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, whether or not, that is such a long name for a show, but that's what they name it. So we talk about the episode and then talk about other stuff and blah, blah, blah. I can't really remember exactly what we talk about, but we also talked about Morphicon. So technically this was recorded previously, so this was recorded I would say about 2 weeks ago, so the information that we talk about Morphicon and whatever kind of dated, but you would be glad to know, just to inform everyone today, that on the website powermorphicon.org, so that's p-o-w-e-r M-O-R, P-H-I-C-O-N .org. Wow, that took a while. So you go there, and then they have the hotel registration up, and they have more guests, and they said that more information will be revealed at the end of the week, which would be today, because it's the end of the week. So go ahead, check that out, register, book your flight, because Maureen, who is the head chair of the convention, is running it, and she apologized to everyone for the lack of updates and the lack of information and communication and all that other Asians. All right, so go check it out. Support, 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 because this might be the only convention that we might ever have. Cue in the violins. The only one that we'll ever have in life for people in space. Yeah, that kind of got in my throat. So yeah, so go ahead, go to powermorphicon.org, and I'm not going to spell it again because I don't want to screw it up. So, alright, and that's about it for now. So, you know what to do, stay away from the spandex, it doesn't breathe. Peace out. Hello! Episode time.
Welcome to another exciting episode of coma-inducing podcast. Here is a comprehensive list of everything we need to cover in 25.27 minutes.
La 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 la. Okay, we need to stop.
Dude.
Okay.
I really hate you. I really, really do. I hate
guys,
you much.
God.
So, what the heck? Wait. What's the episode called
not.
Again?
Whether or not.
I can't hear you! Come
or
on!
Not.
Believe it or not.
No, not
fine.
You!
Isn't at home. Please leave a message.
JR, come on! I can't hear you.
Yeah, you went softer, Jer.
I did not.
Oh, now you're good.
Yes, you did.
You lied.
Yeah, you try to play. Why try to play, son? Why you try to play? Why you try to play?
Please. Let's
do
this.
Play, son.
Come on.
You need to listen.
You're trying to play games, son.
Listen.
I will cut you.
Listen.
I will cut you.
I don't know if the two of them meeting at Power Morphicon be a good idea.
So, okay, the episode, whether or not. So they're all going to St. Lucia and everyone's mad excited.
No, but then Dax has to do a comedic pratfall because he knows kung fu and he's a stuntman.
And he's a klutz.
Comedic pratfall! Comedic!
with his marbles.
Yeah, what's that about? What's that about?
I have no idea.
Playing?
No clue.
Was there a joke in there that I missed, or?
If you missed it, I missed it too.
I mean, he was just like, there's a curse. I heard about the curse on St. Lucia and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Whatever. But Will, you know, he breaking out the Caribbean accent, man. The only one to do it properly because he black.
Yes.
Only
and
one.
Ronnie had a vehicle gasm again.
Dune buggy! Dune buggy!
Got a little happy. But got a little happy.
Although Spencer's rendition was awesome. Spencer was funny.
Spencer's a great black man.
It just the accent was bad, but at least you know he tried.
See,
he's still
Spencer
tried.
Is funny. Norg is not funny.
No, he's not.
He didn't really do anything
he
this
hasn't
episode
been
anyway.
Doing
so.
Anything
he's
in
more
of
this
the
episode
theory.
Than any other episode. This is his most active episode ever, by far.
As an Ottoman.
Yes, ooh. And he had to, call my brother for me. Wave a dead fish at me for some reason. I didn't understand that part either. He waved a dead fish at him.
Okay.
Because,
yes, odd, but,
not funny.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yes, well, back to Spencer. Yeah. And I think even Andrew tried the accent, the Caribbean accent. I'm like, no, just no. You can't even get the American accent right. Just no.
Yes.
Just no.
You are correct.
Yeah, he tried. I could hear
just
it
stop.
Slipping.
Yes.
So, but yes, we love Spencer, as usual, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what did Andrew do this?
Sat on his butt like usual.
He said at the last second, you're going to Australia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. this guy's in trouble. You're going out to Australia. Okay,
and they
redraw.
And they get there in, like 5 seconds. The sad thing
understand.
Was, you know, the only reason why he said, you're going to Australia, is because they needed to explain the fact that the vehicle was driving on the right side. He was in the right side, and it was where the steering wheel was.
Yeah.
So
serious?
They explained that little piece of crap by creating a bigger piece of crap of you're going to Australia in 5 seconds.
Did they use a shark?
I don't know.
They didn't say.
I don't think
they
so.
They just appeared.
They just appeared.
Yeah.
Okay. Just randomly appeared. As
yes.
usual. It's like...
What, has teleportation suddenly resurrected itself?
You never know. Andrew can afford everything but an army. That means he can afford teleportation.
But an army.
You don't know. But at least they used the bike, and the bike use made sense. Which
yeah,
never
but
happens
it was...
anymore. It's better than Nick getting a bike.
Oh, Will's
yeah,
bike,
it's better
eh?
than Nick's bike when he's just driving around for no reason all the time, and he's got a mystic whatever it is, broom anyway.
But that's his hobby. You can't take away his hobby.
Yes,
eh.
You can.
No, you can't. There's nothing
you're
left.
You're a Power Ranger. You don't play around on your bike all the time. You do something useful.
Well, you have nothing. He has nothing else to do. You take away his self. Seriously, you took away the bike. What would Nick do? What would
yell
Nick
at
do?
People for no reason.
I agree.
Wow, and that's what we love about
yes,
him.
Because we love Nick. I think the best part is that before this episode, everybody was getting totally convinced that they're not going to do a Red Ranger doesn't have faith in himself episode.
And
they were
and
totally
look what
people
happened.
Were
really?
Getting convinced. They were so convinced because they did a crazy thing with Will, and they're already on the 5th episode and they haven't done anything yet. And then bam, there it is.
Yep,
there it is. There's.
I actually really, I mean, you know what? I don't know what I feel about it yet.
What?
It's like. You know, Mac was all out there, and then, you know, he feels bad about letting, you know, I guess letting go the guy or whatever, but, like, you know, I guess it, I actually liked it. I mean, everyone's like, oh, he's so whiny, and I'm like, well, he was, like, a spoiled dude in a mansion, so, you know, he became this hero all of a sudden, and then, like, he's, like, finding some hardship, so I didn't mind it either.
It wasn't that bad.
I think the problem was that he didn't act it very well, but
true.
The situation was fine.
I agree. I agree with Jared there.
He didn't act it right.
The acting seemed kind of lame.
He kind of forced it.
It was whiny.
It was forced.
It was pretty whiny.
Well, I think that the storyline itself was kind of forced.
It was,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
it was like,
well, yeah.
Of course.
I mean, you know, it was like, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, he was so gung-ho about everything or whatever, and yeah, it's cool that, like, you know, you come up with this hardship or whatever, but, like, out of nowhere, he's like, I don't want to do no more. I don't want to do it. I'm going to give up. And then, like, 2 seconds later, he's like, okay!
I think the funniest thing is that Hartford says, hey, that drill has your name on it. When after this episode, it's not his drill. It's the yellow. It's Monty's drill. It's hers. After this episode, she's the only one that drives it.
Unless they're not going
to
use it anymore?
They will.
They will.
It's part of the big Megazord combination that they make later. Because they can combine all 10 Zords into one.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, yeah.
New toy by Bandai.
Number 10 is his, the big jet. That's his. This one's hers.
Okay.
And yes,
you got your name all over it.
Temporarily, for this episode,
use as a plot
device.
I like
when they summon the Zords, they put that big crappy like compass point on it so you don't see the names, the Japanese names for them, even though they're in English. But yet on the screen when he's testing it, they leave in Go-Go Drill and Boken Red on it. In huge letters. Huge letters.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, you cover up that, but you don't cover up that? Spoken red.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't see that joint, because I'm just like, there was a lot of spandex action, man. There was a lot of spandex action.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's been my main problem with this season so far. It's just been a lot of spandex, and I'm like, that's great and everything, and I, you know, some part of it I really don't mind. It's just like, I would like to know these people outside of the uniform.
There were surprisingly few explosions.
That's true.
I will say that.
I know, there was like one big one for the truck.
There were a few tiny ones, but nothing really huge and completely pointless.
Kind of like the bike scene.
Yeah, they did okay on the explosions this time.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh yeah. So wait. Oh yeah. What was the heart heart? It was Mac and his father, right? The heart heart.
Yeah, but he
demorphed
again.
The best part was the way Hartford said, "It's time to range her up." He just said it in a dramatic tone. It's time to range her up.
So Morph's not
time
a
to range her up.
Well, he could. Well, he couldn't be a pedo for his, you know, for his.
So
kid.
Does that mean the word Morph's kind of phasing out, or what's going on?
It seems like it. It seems we're stuck on Ranger Up.
No,
we've been stuck on Ranger Up for like 3 or 4 years now.
No,
it's we're rangering up now.
They said
I
Ranger
like
Up
more.
in DT.
They might have. I don't know.
More.
I know the SPD got hardcore. Ranger up.
You know, I don't think they said it in... They said ready. They didn't say ranger up.
I'm sure
up.
They said it once. They probably said it once. I'm just going to say they said it once just to spite you.
No, you're stupid. You know?
Go back and rewatch every single episode.
I don't think they did.
Every single episode, Lisa. Try to find one instance. Go do it. Do it.
Actually, I watched a few last night just for kicks.
Just for kicks?
No ranger up.
Kicks.
Just for kicks.
Watch, and punches.
I do
and
that
punches.
Sometimes. That's how I got sick of the theme
no
song.
Kidding,
I watched the damn season so much.
Yes. And... Oh, the weirdest part was all of a sudden out of nowhere, Moltar is doing this because he wants Flareus to respect him.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Yeah.
Weren't the two of them fighting over the damn thing?
They hate each other. Why do they want respect all of a sudden?
I don't understand where
yeah,
that
I don't
was
understand
from.
Where
random.
That came from either.
Out of nowhere.
So random.
Yes.
And so unbelievable.
Random.
It's like when Flareus, I forgot what episode it was, but he was calling up his brother to ask for help. Hey, how you doing, brother? How's it going, brother? When they just had this big old fight and said, I don't need you. I'm going
to
do what I'm
on my
own.
When they need
blah,
to kiss
blah.
Button and ask for help.
It's just, oh, geez, that was so lame. I want
yeah,
respect
was.
From Flareus.
That
okay,
was pretty
sure
bad.
You do.
That was pretty
I
bad.
Hope I really hope that they explore that, because they did mention a few times, like, I mean, what's his face? Moltar was like, yeah, you might be smarter than me, brother, but I'm gonna blah 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 blah. So maybe they'll explore
yeah,
that.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what
right.
I'm saying? Come on. They might. They were like, you know what, brother, I respect
yeah,
you.
Sure.
I respected you.
Yeah, sure they do.
Be like Sky, I respected you.
Sure.
that hard.
Sure, Lisa, sure. That's gonna happen.
You know what? It can happen.
Yeah, it could.
Dreams can come true. It can happen to you.
Ain't gonna, though. Ain't gonna.
Oh, snap. Oh, what was funny, though, is when I think it was Mac and Andrew, they were in the base, and they showed a shot of the team, you know, the team waiting for him mad hard.
And Will's rocking out to that rap music because he's black. And Dex is playing with his marbles.
Oh.
No, that was funny, though. I was dying. I was like,
Will was great. I loved Will.
Will was kind of doing the Carlton. I'm like, what the hell?
He's busting a move.
Wasn't Rose reading a book?
Yeah.
Was Ronnie doing? I don't remember.
What was...
Probably getting herself off because she was in a vehicle.
Oh, God.
You didn't see her hands, did you?
No.
Yeah, basically, you didn't see your hands. I'm telling you.
Oh, wait, that reminds me. What was that wrote Ronnie and her stupid, I feel like I blew out all four of my tires. Thanks, Ronnie, for the crappy metaphor.
Yeah.
Thanks for the crappy metaphor to remind us of your only personality trait. Thank you.
I know.
That was so
riders.
Cool.
Oh, and I think it was Ronnie again. Oh, snap. It was with the avalanche. Leave me alone.
Are we watching Looney Tunes, Lisa?
No, but the avalanche with they were like riding in the air or whatever, and then like you see like all the rest of the Rangers like getting toppled over by snow, and then she's like, "Oh, look, an avalanche!" Like,
yeah, she's brilliant.
Thanks. We didn't know before.
Are you sure she didn't dye her hair brunette? It was originally blonde.
It was just, oh, Ronnie, I hate you.
No, Dax really needs to shut up. I'm really he's back in, like, no,
the poor man's bridge, come on.
Every line he said today.
Yes,
he
is.
Every line he said today was, like, atrocious.
And at the end of the episode, he tripped and fell again because he's zany. He's Dax.
Yeah, and he's a stunt man, and he can take it. He's okay. He can get back up.
God.
Let me say my little line of, you know, whatever, just to make me look smart, but I'm really not.
Jeez.
Yeah. They need to, no, he needs to shut up, and Ronnie needs to, like, get a man or something. she just needs to, like...
Well, just leave her alone with the drill. She'll be fine.
Get her drill, though.
That's the problem. We gotta get her off the machine. Get her off the metal, okay? Nothing with metal. Okay, so she can't be with old dudes with metal plates in their head, or else she'd be like, ooh.
Oh, dear.
Metal plates.
It's just that they're forcing these Rangers' personalities down our throats. They have this one little hook about them, and they just keep driving that home over and over and over again. What?
Except for Mac and Rose.
Well, Rose, they're starting to do it, too, with her, hey, Rose, answer every single question we have.
That's true.
What does she do?
Every time there's a question about something, she's like, oh, let's go to Rose.
No, but in this app, though.
She did it, too. I don't remember what it was exactly.
I mean, it had to be
at
the beginning. Because, you know.
Yeah,
it was at the beginning. I need to rewatch it, but yeah.
She was talking about St. Lucia. About the island.
Oh, yeah, she was saying that they're going to, like, this forest place, you know.
She said,
like,
that the southern
the
part
other
of
two,
it
Will
was
and Ronnie were, like,
all forest. Yeah, that's what she was
okay.
saying.
Which, I don't, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, like, you could have found that out from, okay, well, Andrew, no, never mind.
No. Her obscure classes that she takes at the college.
She knows everything, and it's just, it's, hey, we gotta have something explained.
But you know what? So did Billy. I'm sorry, hold up. So did Billy. Billy knew everything on the dime, but everybody loves Billy.
I hate Billy. I'm sorry.
What?
Okay. I'm kidding.
Everyone but
Kitty.
I will murder you. I will murder you all.
I did not like him near the... I didn't like him in Zeo. I'm sorry. He was not... I didn't like you in Zeo.
Shut
up.
That makes no sense, but it's so funny.
You sucked in Zeo, okay? You sucked in Zeo.
Wasn't even there.
Booyah!
That is so hard.
You suck.
No, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the same thing with Billy. Like, he was always, like, the brainiac who always knew everything
Cam
or whatever.
Too.
I mean, yeah, they diverted some of that stuff to what's his face? To Alpha. But, like, he was always a go-to.
Hey,
wasn't
hey,
Cam?
At least their mentor knew what he was talking about 9 times out of 10. Andrew's sitting on his rear end not doing anything.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's
Zordon
a different
at least
thing.
Knows
Andrew
things.
Is a different... Andrew is just eye candy, all right? Andrew is just
dad
eye.
For
to Lisa.
You.
Right.
Uh-huh.
For a lot of people. Leave me alone. Lots of people. Okay, just like lots of people watch Passions.
Well, no, they don't.
Okay? Yeah.
A lot of sad middle-aged women watch Passions.
Okay, no. I'm very surprised that a lot of different kinds of people watch Passions. The other stuff, okay, fine. I'll give you that. But a lot of people watch Passions.
Okay, sure thing, Lisa. Sure thing.
I'm trying to play.
Let's all pretend you're normal.
Oh, okay, you know, but yeah, I mean, like, you know, Billy, you know, it's the same thing with Rose. Only I just happen to think that, you know, Rose, she's not all up in your grill all the
That's
time.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
so
no,
I don't
we'll
mind.
We'll see after next week, won't we? We will.
That's
see.
True. Because Pirate and Pain
is next week. Mm-hmm. Pirate and Pain.
Yeah,
I think
so. Yes. So we
Yay!
Shall see.
Because I heard Rose. Okay. She's my boo. Leave her alone.
She's the
everyone
only Pink Ranger people like.
No, not everyone.
Everyone is your boo.
Not everyone. I only have 3 in Operation Overdrive.
Only 3. Only 3, huh?
Spencer,
three.
Mac, and Rose.
And they're not my main boos, okay? It's Mac. No.
Mac's your boo.
Oh, Will's your boo.
Come
Will.
On. Andrew.
Will.
Andrew's eye candy.
I thought Dax was your boo.
Eye candy. Okay, no, that's just you. You were secretly in love with
no,
Dax. Okay,
sure thing,
you're just
Lisa.
Trying to hate you. Okay, that's just okay.
Loves you some Dax.
So yeah. You know how when you talk about the people you mostly hate, you're secretly in love. Secretly.
This isn't a playground, and we're not 5 years old.
That's who we are.
Please.
It is the
stop
playground.
The pain.
It's the playground. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I really don't mind Rose.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
what I'm
mind
saying?
Her so far. So
we shall see.
Yep. We will see.
Pirate and Pink.
We will see because...
I predict that she does not suck. I predict it.
We shall see. Because Will started to get more annoying after his focus episode, and Ronnie started to get more annoying when she
really?
Started to talk, and I still like Will.
No,
I still like Will, but he's got a little
more... No, I still like...
He got a little more annoying after his focus episode because of his working alone crap.
I work alone.
Ronnie got really annoying
after that was annoying.
Premiere.
Well, I mean, Ronnie is, yeah, a dead
and even,
giveaway,
even
but,
Mac,
you know.
I'm less... high about now that I've seen a focus episode.
Oh, come on. He had his little one moment.
Yeah,
let the man have his one moment. You know, what I'm saying? Like Jack. I mean, did you hate Jack after his?
Which
little like
Jack's was hilarious because he was all like close corner drills with that hot chick because he knew the score because he was the leader. It was great. He was hilarious. I loved his first focus episode.
Granted that was done better than this one because you know this one was just spandex action all the time, all the shiny suits.
Well,
but,
I liked Jack's actor too. I thought he did a great job in that.
Well, I mean, everybody likes you know all the actors on SPD because they actually are great.
Yes,
exactly.
They are
good.
yes.
How we miss them.
Yes.
Moment of silence.
Bridge.
So. But yeah, so like, yeah, I mean, you know, I still like Mac.
I still like Will, Rose, and Mac, but I'm iffy on a couple of them now. Little iffy.
I don't.
Rose is
I don't
she's
know what
tight.
Rose hasn't had her focus episode, so we shall see.
We shall see. Yeah. I predict that she's tight.
I'm not gonna touch that joke. I could.
I'm not even gonna ask how would you make a joke out of
maybe
that.
I can make a pretty good dirty joke out of that.
Yeah, we're not... That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to ask. We're going to leave that alone. What else about this episode?
I liked how Hartford basically flat out said, we're going to ignore the overriding plot for this series for this episode. And he's like, yeah, screw the jewels. We got to do this. I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Screw the jewels. Weather machine. Screw the jewels.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So this episode really is pretty much the definition of filler. Of course, there's people who are like, it's not filler because they introduced the drill. Well, screw you. It's filler.
It wasn't a bad one. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I mean...
Originally I gave it a 3, but in retrospect I might have to downgrade it to a 2.
No.
I might. Definitely better than the Underwater World. Definitely better than that.
I think anything
doesn't take much to be better than the Underwater World. But it is not as good as Heart of Blue.
Yes.
Well, of course.
It's not. I hate you, Norg.
Yeah,
I hate you.
It's not only Norg. Come on, it's not only
Norg.
Norg. You know
and
why?
It is Ronnie. And
it's just a lot of spandex, Dax. Man. I mean, that's all they did. They all the time, and then especially when you're in the spandex.
I actually thought
like,
they did a pretty good job of combining Sentai spandex with American spandex in there.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but if
I don't have a problem with an excess of spandex as long as it's fights that make sense and it's not just a bunch of jumping and explosions. I really don't have a problem
with
it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, for me, it's like, you know, I mean, I can watch anything that has, like, a bunch of people fighting and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, the problem of the day, but, like, I like to kind of know these people instead of just, like, throwing, like 3 minutes of a heart-to-heart,
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, as long as the fights, they make sense to me, and it's not just, let's have fights just to have fights, I don't care about how long they are, how many they are, you know, as long as they're decent fights.
I care about how long they are if they take away too much from the actual actors doing their thing outside the suit.
It didn't feel like they did, really. To me, at least this time. A lot of times it does.
Because, I mean, with the whole, like, oh, I feel the team, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, if you given, like, oh, I don't know, like, a good 3 extra minutes with that, then I'm like, okay, you know what? It doesn't seem like he just turns over, like,
hey,
instantly.
Hey,
you know
how we can get
like,
extra
time?
You know how we can get extra time? We cut out Norg.
Yes. I agree.
We cut out Norg.
Norg
Seriously,
is not...
Spencer and Norg are both supposed to be the comedic reliefs, but Spencer is more than funny enough for an entire episode.
Exactly.
I get plenty of laughs out of Spencer.
I don't get any laughs.
Norg is useless.
Yes, he is.
What is this? Call my brother for me? You need him to do that for you? Do ya? It'll be my footstool. Not funny.
It's not
nothing
funny.
Norg has done has made me laugh. Nothing. Don't give me that For the Kids crap either. I don't want to hear it.
Because no.
Spencer is funny enough, and the kids can get Spencer.
Yes.
Kids can get, hey, it's Spencer. He's a crazy old man. He's dressed
well,
up
okay,
like a
yeah,
Rastafarian.
If you dress up Spencer.
He's dressed up like a
if,
woman.
Yeah, if you dress him up in like,
Spencer
yeah, if you keep on giving him get-ups, okay, yeah, of course they're going to laugh. I'm like, but even after that, I mean, okay, yes, he's funny. But then like, dang, you have to put him in a suit. You have to put him in a costume, like, every episode, just be like, hey, I'm
no,
the comic relief.
No, for I'm kids, like, maybe, but for me, I found plenty of funny things from him doing a bunch of different stuff.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the
well,
kids. You know what I'm saying?
How, much,
like,
how many
no,
jokes
I mean,
do you
it
need?
It
is there, like, a joke
tired.
Requirement you need from him, or what?
You never
okay,
know.
Hey, I'm not, I'm like, whatever. I mean, if, as long as things are funny overall from, like, an assortment of characters, I'm cool, but I know this show ain't for me. You
and
know what I'm
Norg
saying?
Is
it's
a
children.
Character in a costume. Come on. His whole gimmick is the fact that he's a big fluffy costume with a crazy lederhosen on. That's his thing.
I know, for the children.
Well, then why are you complaining about Spencer putting on costumes?
I just don't want him to be subjected to that because he can do so much more. I know that Norg is nothing more than a dude in a costume.
He's worthless. He's worthless. He's not funny. He's worthless. Kill him. More heart to heart.
More heart to
heart. It'll give you time for more heart to heart. Because I know that's what OO is built on right now, is heart to hearts.
Heart to heart.
Every episode has had a heart to heart.
And the last one had 2.
Yes.
2.
Lots of heart to heart. Even Spencer's had heart to hearts. Quite a few, a couple of them already.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of heart to hearts. Spencer's all about the heart to hearts.
That's his job, because God knows what Andrew does.
Oh, things I can suggest that Andrew's doing.
That's why I laugh.
In that basement, doing in that basement by himself.
Oh, I could beat him in a few.
I mean, if his son isn't down there, then he has absolutely nothing to say and nothing to do. Which is
he needs Spencer to report to him. He needs Spencer to report to him that his plants were getting all messed up in order for him to check the weather. that's all he did the whole episode. His biggest accomplishment was checking the weather.
He's useless.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Yes, he is. And he wanted.
So you
want
to kill off Andrew too? You want to kill off Andrew?
To be the Red Ranger. Think of that. And he's that useless. I want to be the Red Ranger, guys.
And he's not even that good of a fighter, because, like, he didn't even put up a fight for, with, the, what you call it, the lava lizards,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, they grab him in, like, 2 seconds. He steps out of the truck, and bam, they grab him.
Basically.
It was like Tommy going to the, Cyber Cafe.
Oh, yeah, Cyber Cafe, yes, yes,
I'm walking to the Cyber Cafe.
Oh, crap!
2 Tyranodrones grab me. I'm screwed.
Okay, it was more than two.
It was like when Jason got the Gold Ranger powers, 2 or 3 cogs were able to kick his ass. They just crushed him.
He was caught off guard, son. Caught off guard.
Crushed him.
Caught off guard.
That's why I always think it's funny when people are like, oh, Jason was so great as the Gold Ranger. I'm like, no, Trey was great as the Gold Ranger. Jason got owned daily.
You know what? Yeah, because it didn't mesh with him. The powers didn't mesh. He wasn't like a triplet. That's what he needed.
Yeah, that's what he
needed. He needed
2 other people to look like him.
Oh, man.
He was getting paunchy.
No.
Paunchy.
Nope.
He was getting
paunchy.
What?
Fat.
What the heck is
fat.
That? Oh. I'm like, I know. I was like, he's getting raunchy. I'm like, no, this is not
pee.
Andrew.
Pee, Lisa, pee, paunchy.
Okay.
Never heard that word before?
It's a new one for me.
Okay.
It's a new one.
Okay.
Hey, look, I can roll out new words for you, too. Don't even try to play.
Haven't I already had to explain to you that the word was pwned when you didn't understand that?
I'm sorry, I don't speak delete, okay? I'm sorry, I don't speak delete.
Okay, that always have an excuse.
Okay, that no, but come on, that's not even a real word, son. Come on, man.
You should know it.
Sure.
You're on the computer enough time that you should know it.
Right. Okay. I'm gonna stick to real words.
Okay.
Real words.
Like yeah. Paunchy.
Yeah. See, new word every day.
Special.
New word every day. Don't make me have to domesticate you.
Don't eat me. Don't eat me, Lisa. Please don't eat me.
Oh, snap. Okay, what else about this episode? What else?
That's about
it. What else? How did it end? Oh, yeah. It ended with, like, the kids, like...
Dax did another pratfall.
And what's his face? Will took Dax's marbles.
Yes.
And was playing with them. Being all... Whatever.
I was waiting for somebody to... I felt like he was Zack in that moment. I was waiting for somebody to put a fake spider on his shoulder. That was
what
just me.
Oh, I remember that.
It just made me think of that. It just made me think of that for no real reason.
Because he's
back. Tommy putting
basically.
Zack, putting the spider on Zack.
Zack's like, ah.
Okay, it's just really funny. I was, because we were on, I was on,
you were on what now?
Yes, yes, exactly. I was on, it's a new place. It's the hot spot. It's the hot spot. Anyway.
Lisa done gone crazy.
Shut up. I was, yeah,
embolism.
I was on the floor. I hate you much. I'm gonna cut you.
Embolism in the brain.
I'm gonna cut you.
Exploded.
Scalish explosions. Scalish explosions.
I can't help but laugh.
Floor.
I'm sorry.
I hate you much. I can't even finish the sentence. I can't think.
You were
okay.
On the la. You were on the la la la.
Okay, yes, I was on. No, I was on the board, and like you know how like we joke around, like okay, yeah, Will's black, you know, he steals everything, blah blah blah, whatever, whatever. We joke, but like some people are actually like offended, like oh yes, Kalich, you know, the last people that he had being you know black characters, they both stole and blah blah blah, and I'm like,
dude, listen to our podcast, okay?
Yeah. Until the villains start putting on white hoods and then beating Will down, I'm not going to be too concerned.
You know, it's just like, I mean, like, first of all, I look at Will as being skilled at what he does. I mean, he could have been whatever. It just happens that, you know, he has that skill. No, it's not because he's black, but whatever. And then Jack, I mean, like, he wasn't a black dude who was poor on the streets. He was just a poor dude who happened to be black with a Hispanic chick. But no one's complaining about the Hispanic chick, but everyone's like,
aww. I do like how the two ethnic people were the ones on the streets. I did enjoy that. I enjoyed that.
But she's not even, Monica's not even really Hispanic.
That doesn't matter, the character is.
Wow.
be, you know, it just happens to be, I don't know. I mean, I don't take it that seriously. It's not that deep. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's
so
people that
like,
do on the board, though, you know?
I mean, they had the dumb blonde, you know?
That's true.
You
and
know,
they had the zany Jew, I guess?
Oh, no. I guess what people are saying is that, like, they, being the crew, are playing way too much into stereotypes, and I'm like, yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers much?
Yeah.
Much?
Mm-hmm.
They were clearly the blatantly just like, okay, yeah, stereotype. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we're gonna have the black dude who dances a lot. Woo, break it
and,
down. Hip-hop.
And the Asian is the really smart one.
The Asian, the quiet, you know, sincere smart one. And, ooh, yes, the geeky white dude. And then, like, the valley girl. I mean,
like
those are
whatever.
Stereotypes that are clear.
Yeah,
you
again, it's not like Rose is, like, walking around playing ping pong or doing all these other stereotypical Asian things. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Until I see Will, you know, walking around with a grape soda and fried chicken, I'm not going to care.
Orange soda, let's get it straight. Orange soda, fried chicken with watermelon and some cornbread.
I thought it was grape soda.
Orange soda is mostly the stereotype. Yeah, grape soda too, but
okay.
Orange soda.
Okay.
And with the hot sauce. With hot
sauce. Okay. And no mayonnaise. You hate the mayonnaise?
We do?
That's what the undercover brother taught me.
Okay. I like mayonnaise. I know a lot of people like mayonnaise.
I like mayo.
I don't.
But yeah, the hot sauce, the cornbread, the fried chicken, orange soda.
Food stamps.
With a watermelon.
No food stamps for Will?
No food stamps.
Okay.
God.
Oh, snap. You know, he already had the cornrows, you know what I'm saying? He got the cornrows, so, you know, he's, you know, trying to keep it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes.
But yeah, well, I'm like, oh, yes, I forgot the episode. Another, like, random monster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Once again, the monster is not explained at all.
Oh, I know.
Sweet.
What is it? What did it come out of? It was the what?
The weather machine.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I'm just guessing that I guess they're trying to portray that if you disturb these ancient relics or whatever, they will turn on you and, you know,
so
come and haunt you and kill you.
Yeah, but
so the way to fix that is to go find the five jewels, which are also ancient treasure. Okay.
Yes.
So then every time they go find a jewel, they're going to get attacked by a monster?
Yep.
Yes. They're going to be attacked by the jewel itself.
The jewel monster?
The jewel monster. It's
the
Zeal
crystal?
Monsters.
Yes, the Zeal
crystals
are going to attack them.
Basically.
The Zeo Rangers
but, you know,
are going to come back to life, and then, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, yeah. Okay, I think that's about it for the episode, eh?
Yeah.
You gotta grade it.
Gotta grade it. I'll go first, because I am.
I already did, pretty much.
Yeah,
you
he
said
did.
Two. Boo.
I said three, but maybe a two in retrospect.
Nah, it's the same, it's on the same level as Underwater World. Come on, man. 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 Come on, man.
Wait, what'd you give it?
I give it a 3.
Okay.
Like, when I watched it, like, overall, I had nothing... Nothing was spectacular. Nothing was, like, god-awful except for Dax.
Yeah.
He must die. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whatever. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Doesn't that say something, though? The first thing we did when we started this was you said that, I don't really have much to say about it. That can't be good.
Yeah, that's
but
not,
it's not
good.
Well, no, but when I watched it, I mean, I laughed at the stuff that was funny. And then, like,
which was
there was
not
a lot
Norg.
Of, there was, shut up, and then there was, like, you know, fighting, which was kind of, you know, cool, whatever, and then Max and his heart-to-heart, and whatever, and stuff. I mean, it sure was better than Underwater World.
Yes.
I mean, I would not watch that ever again, you know,
yes.
I would watch this again.
Lisa, it's time to ranger up.
Overdrive, accelerate! Okay, you know what? That thing is just too long. It is too long. They need to, like, you know, make it snappy. Make it, you know, pop.
Bo-Kendrick start up? Is that what you want?
You could do shift into overdrive. That's hot.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it's longer, isn't it?
No, you could do it as a rhythm. Right now, it's just like they're just saying the words. They're like, overdrive, accelerate!
Okay, Lisa.
There's no
beats. So.
There's no rhythm. See, because y'all are black. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know about rhythm.
And yes.
Y'all don't got no rhythm.
That's true.
So. But yeah, I give it a 3 because, like, you know, when I watched it, you know, there's parts I liked and stuff that was cool, and then there's parts I'm like, whatever. Nord. So 3.
I give it a 3 too. It wasn't wow for me, but it wasn't as bad as the Underwater World.
Yes.
Underwater World. What did we give Underwater World? Was it a 2?
2.
2.
Gosh, that was being nice. I would be so nice.
One. What would you consider a 1?
Hardheads?
Which one was that one? I forgot.
That was with Vita and Nick, and they got into a fight over the turntable. That was bad.
Yeah, that
or
was
the Snow
bad.
Prince, because John Tui can't ride a bike. He falls.
Okay, shut up. Anything with John Tui in it is awesome. Shut up.
Oh, you lie.
Shut up.
And then the Snow Prince basically shows him and said, hey, Dayrun, you suck.
He knows how to when to be humble and knows how to learn from the crackhead.
What about Rocky? He just wants to have fun.
That is a 5.
Wow.
That is a 6. That is a 6.
That was a 6. You suck.
A 6 for Rocky just wants to have fun.
That was painful.
That was awesome.
No, but you know what? It was funny though, because
You know what it was? It was too fun.
God.
Oh my goodness. No, that was like one of the rare times where like I actually had to rewatch like the when they were morphed, because I'm like, this fool is running around like woohoo.
Has anybody seen the machine?
We need some more Trouble by the Slice. That's what we need.
Did anybody see the picture where it showed that particular clip of Rocky running by all
Yes. That gets reused in the caption threads like a billion times a day.
Yeah, but have you seen the one where they have the Leet language on it?
Yeah.
I think that's...
Yeah,
I saw
it. No.
I think it's pretty funny.
I mean, you know. No, I just noticed that, like, Billy, you know, he didn't follow Rocky at all. He was just looking straight ahead the whole time. And then, like, it's like,
because he's probably flipping Tommy off because he hates him. Flipping him off and punched him in the neck.
What the? random punch
stupid
in the neck.
Stupid.
He's trying to
again,
neck rape him. I'm like,
back to Trouble by the Slice.
What the? No. I don't know.
Come
I mean,
on.
Other episodes that are 1,
Yes, there are 1. Okay, here. Storybook Rangers.
Oh.
Oh, no. 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 It shouldn't have been a part. It shouldn't have been a 2-parter, but come on. That's so not a 1. That is so not a 1.
That is a really, really low 2, Lisa.
Okay, yeah, that's a 2, but it's not a 1. It's hot. I'm sorry. It's hot. Whatever.
I'm still waiting for Dax to do some...
Can't hear you.
I'm waiting for Dax to do some...
Can't hear you.
What is your problem?
Now I can hear you.
Listen to me. Listen up, Grandma.
That one! Grandma Matchmaker! That was bad. That was bad. That was horrible.
I said I am still waiting for Dax to do a crazy, crazy jump, and for Ronnie to say, Dax, you're too high. I'm waiting for it. Dax, too high!
You're stupid.
You know it'd be awesome. You know you'd love it.
Oh, that's just... Ew.
You would love it,
man.
And you know it.
Nah, not really. It's okay.
Okay.
Love you much! But yeah. What else is there to talk about? Because, like, this kind of episode was like, whatever.
It didn't really make fun of that much.
Well, Johnny Youngbush visited Ranger Board again today, so.
Yes, and he made fun of his turbo hair. Yay!
His turbo hair was better than Tommy turbo hair.
Oh, dude, yes, I agree with that.
That's not saying much.
Dude.
They both had pretty... They both had their perms.
That is not
no,
a
but
perm!
But look,
their
Tommy had the
perms.
Jew curls, man.
It is
Tommy
not a perm.
Jew curls.
Yes,
okay,
he had
the Hasidic
curls.
Jew curls, you know what I'm saying? At least, you know, Adam, you know, try to, like, hold it back, you know what I'm saying?
Tommy's... Oh,
you know,
dude.
It's gotta be
what
pretty
was Jason
hard
thinking?
To be a Native American that looks Jewish. It'd be hard to do that. Gotta be difficult.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I mean, yeah, Turbo was the season of bad hair.
Catherine's wasn't
I mean, Justin
too bad.
With the bowl hair, yo.
Oh.
No, Justin, no, the dudes.
You mean you didn't like TJ's hair?
TJ had no, no hair.
No, I didn't like it at all.
Thank you for explaining it to. Thank you for explaining my joke to me, Katie. TJ's hair was hot.
TJ's hair was awful.
It was hot. That was phlegmy.
No, but yeah, Carlos's hair, man.
Oh, Carlos.
I'm trying to figure out.
Everything about Carlos was bad. So.
But that was Adam's fault. Adam's fault. That's his biggest flaw, picking Carlos. That's just wrong.
That's true.
It wasn't his fault, though.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Carlos. He picked Carlos.
They were running out of time.
Lisa, think of the alternative. The alternative is Tommy picking Carlos.
Oh,
that would never happen because Tommy's not stupid like that.
Oh, please.
He's stupid in other ways. But he's not stupid like that. Okay.
Oh, please.
Here comes the Tommy debate.
He picked TJ.
You know how close they were to making Carlos Red Ranger.
Oh, please.
Oh, dude.
They were going to.
Oh, please.
Oh, dude.
They seriously were going to.
No way.
Yes, they were.
But they realized the error of their ways, and they saw that TJ is to awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
TJ is to awesome.
So. Cassie was cool,
One of the greatest leaders of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
He
Joe Butterslice, right? Joe Butterslice.
He eclipsed the person that he replaced.
Oh, please.
Oh, dude.
You know it.
Oh, Lord.
Dude.
You know it.
No.
You know it.
Deny.
You know it's true. Girl, you know it's true.
No.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you.
Girl, you know it's true.
Lisa, you're not supposed to be singing with them.
Hey, that was funny. I'm sorry. Melvin Lee is funny.
Yes.
So, yeah. I know. Turbo, bad hair. But, dude, it's just... bad hair.
Yes.
Except for TJ, of course, but bad hair. It's just, like, all around.
Jason's was bad. Jason's was very bad.
I didn't know they wanted Adam to grow it out. I didn't know that.
Ooh. And he wore suspenders.
I can't hear you, Jer. Are you singing to yourself?
What are you talking about?
Sometimes you drop out.
Yeah, you're dropping out.
I do not.
Yes, you are.
You lie.
No, we're not lying.
A liar. Sit on your throne of lies.
Boy, you know it's true.
Doesn't
ooh,
work that way.
Ooh. Yeah, it kind of does, because I make it that way, son. What?
No, you got me.
But yeah, what was I saying? Oh, snap. Oh, yeah, they made Adam grow out his hair, and he didn't want to.
And suspenders. Suspenders.
That's just wrong.
But he did a comedic pratfall that was actually funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. The hammock flip.
That was funny.
No, Johnny's hair.
I really liked Turbo when they started to leave. Like it got non-stupid. Hello?
Okay.
Sorry.
It got non-stupid.
Sorry, my mom just came in. Sorry.
No, because you know, like the random storylines. Oh, there's a detonator. We gotta go. Blah blah blah. You know, so it was kind of like, whatever. But then, like, as you know, they started to like, yeah, these kids are getting old. Let's give them some really good storylines to leave with. I'm like, damn, come on, man. Couldn't y'all just do that from the beginning? And ixnay the
bombs
crackhead.
You mean Justin riding on his blowing up bike? You didn't like that?
Dude,
no,
let
my
him
bike's
just
blow up.
Tommy should have just left
but
him
yeah,
on
I mean,
the bike.
Yeah, whatever. But this is why I downloaded, like, okay, maybe I shouldn't say this online, but I don't care. I acquired a lot of episodes all the way from season 1 to Dino Thunder.
I'm telling. You stole the episodes.
I stole them from the vault.
They're gonna arrest you.
I was gonna be in jail.
Gonna get arrested.
I'm pissed. I miss Martha Stewart. I could have met her. Damn it. Oh, well.
She would have traded you for cigarettes.
That's just wrong. True, but wrong. Anyway, but like... Yeah, so like, you know, I downloaded stuff. I mean, acquired. Wink. And... So yeah, I'm trying to watch throughout. I'm trying to watch the whole season. So I'm finishing up Ninja Storm, and then I'm gonna go to Turbo.
Ninja Storm. Ninja Storm's got a great theme song.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does.
Storm, bro.
I love it.
I liked STD's opener. I don't know why.
I love that one, too. Oh, yeah. I the CD. The new CD. The from the UK.
I heard it sucked.
They really messed up the Ninja Storm theme song.
That's what I've
really messed it up. They really, no, it's really jacked up. It's like, how does it start? Power Rangers, go Ninja Storm, let's go! Da 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 da, go! And you know, you get into this groove, and then they randomly skip, like, in the middle of a verse, go back to the chorus. And then, like, in the middle of a chorus, go back to, like, the end, and then go back to the. It's really messed up.
No.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, and Dino Thunder's own, it starts out cool. You think it's cool. It's like, oh, okay, okay, little instrument. Okay, okay, uh-huh. And then they fade it out.
What?
Yeah.
Ah.
That's whack. It doesn't even end on a growl. I mean, come on.
Aw.
It's the end on the growl. That's not good.
No. So, that kind of sucked. They have the, what else they have? I forgot, but, like, they have, like, some of the old, like, songs that was on the last CD or whatever. And,
they have Wild Force?
They Wild Force.
Oh,
my
why?
Gosh, that is so horrible. Oh, my gosh, it's 2 minutes of, like, really bad singing, and, oh, gosh, it's, no, I had to stop it midway. I was like, no, I can't.
Wild
my ears
Force.
Are too precious.
Power Rangers.
Oh. Stop it. Oh, how I hate you, Wild Force, and everything about you.
What about Forever Red?
I'm not as big a fan of Forever Red as everybody else is. Mm. It's just okay. It's nothing spectacular to me.
It was gratuitous fighting with lots of stuff and explosions.
And Cole awesome. Defeating Serpentera. What the hell?
And
it was awesome.
No, it wasn't.
It was awesome because it was so whack. It's awesome.
And Preggers Jason. Yay!
No.
Preggers Jason.
Look, he looked good. All right, don't even try to play. Don't even try to play. People are like, OMG, he's so fat. And I'm like, no, he has like more meat than I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And a manorexic man. You know what I'm saying? It's like the man doesn't have manorexia. You know.
And Tommy's all like, hey, Jason. How do you like your eggs in the morning? Scrambled or fertilized? Boom!
What?
Annie impregnates him.
No. Don't. Wow. That's just. No.
Oh my god, that's so wrong.
That's
so many levels.
I can't even laugh at that. That's just.
Bam!
I can't. You could do so much better.
Come on. You know you liked it. Don't lie. No. Don't even play,
I
Lisa.
Saw that from
you know
a mile away, dude. I saw that from a mile away. I'm like, no, he's
you
not
know
gonna
you
go
liked
there.
It.
He's gonna go there.
You know
he
you
said
liked
eggs.
It.
Oh, he's gonna go there. He's gonna say
you know you
house.
Liked it. You know you liked it. And you're lying and doing yourself a disservice by not admitting it.
Are you Tommy and I'm Jason? I don't think so.
Oh.
What? What did you say? That didn't make sense.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to explain my own joke, son.
Oh, my God.
Listen to it when I edit it. Listen to it again. And you'll be like, oh, that's too funny.
I felt that.
Too funny. But yeah. So there's anything else? Anything else that happened this week? Is besides people being pissed about Morphicon?
Oh, I know. You guys, whoever's running Power Morphicon needs to get their act together.
Yeah.
We need prices. We need things to work around, because I actually did request Power Morphicon weekend off at work, so yay for me.
Already? A little early to do that, isn't
it? Well, I also have to schedule something else off in that month, so... I need to get the dates for that one, but don't. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, but I need.
So you guys need to stalk Katie. You know the perfect time. Power Morphicon stalk Katie.
You do realize Shy listens to this, right?
Oh my gosh! I forgot.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well. Okay. We'll blackface you, right?
Please. Please. Yay!
Oh god. One wasn't too many.
You know you like it.
Yes.
I gotta teach you how to speak like me, you know what I'm saying? I gotta teach you, you know.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you do.
That's unclean.
Seriously, like, I think on one board, it probably was Ranger board, I forgot, but Johnny was like, yeah, you know, if Mafricon doesn't really happen, you know, I'll just hang out with peeps. I'll just hang out with some people.
Mafricon.
I'm like, okay, which is cool, you know, but I don't want to pay a whole bunch of money just to see Johnny again.
That's true, but...
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of his groupies surrounding him, be like, OMG, OMG, OMG!
OMFG! OMFG!
No, don't want that. So don't want that. If Paul's gonna be there, I'm like, okay, whatever. But some people are, you know, I'm not... To fly across the country, I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
For bridge? Fly across the country for bridge? Bridge.
Because I already talked to Bridge.
It's Bridge.
I know. I mean, I haven't met Erin. I haven't met Erin Cahill. Haven't met her. But they gotta get more people.
I haven't met any Ranger celebrity ever, so you guys suck.
Because you suck.
You're like the closest to them.
Well, now
I
am.
You got nothing to complain about. Don't you complain. Don't you complain. We're far away. Don't you complain. You suck.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. We're close. Yeah, we're far.
And, you know, I mean, that'll be great.
Yeah, but it's not like a hot...
Salsa with Zach. Woo.
It's not like a hot...
More conventions in Michigan is what I say.
No. Oh, actually, yes. What's his face? What's Johnny's gonna be in YumaCon this year? If you want to roll.
Hey, Johnny, what's up?
He's cool. Like, yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, he's gonna be there. But I'm like, I'm not going back to YumaCon if just for Johnny either. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? No.
Well, you go to YumaCon for Johnny and me. That's how you go. Me.
I don't know about all that. You gotta get some other peeps there, man. I mean, like, yeah, like, get some SPD peeps out there, man. Get some, like, come on.
Get
something
Jack.
Out there.
Get some Jack so we can get them all.
Yeah. Get Jack.
We're missing Jack.
But see, he's actually, you know, working. He's actually
Lies.
Busy. He's actually busy. He actually has an acting career. Wow.
Lies.
Yeah, well, it's the truth. Even Emma did a little something. And it
she
wasn't,
did?
Not talking about Brandon.
What did Emma do?
She was what, on Supernatural? Supernatural?
Yeah,
like a week ago
what?
Or something?
Doing what?
She was some chick. I don't know. I didn't watch the episode because I don't watch the show.
Did she get killed?
No idea.
She probably got killed.
No clue. That would
like
awesome. I have no
clue. Like, it's like being the person at the beginning of Law and Order that points out the dead body. Dun dun.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Dun. Okay, I need to stop. I love that show.
Yes, you do.
It's for you. It's awesome. And if you didn't know, okay, Mariska Hargitay is my boo. She's the ultimate, okay?
How many boos do you have
No,
now?
She's the queen. She's the queen, all right? I'm still looking for my king. Don't have my king yet.
I thought that was John Tui.
No, I don't think he's my king.
Okay.
He might be. He might be the prince. He might be the prince. You know what I'm saying?
You have so many boos that it really destroys the effectiveness of being a boo.
No, there are different levels, man. Think of SPD.
Geez.
Think of SPD.
Well, I don't want to think of SPD.
hey, looking back on it, SPD didn't look too bad, right?
That's true.
Yes, when compared to Mystic Force, it doesn't look too bad.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, like, watching like all these like old seasons or whatever, I'm like, wow, these old seasons weren't that bad. I actually like them. When I used to hate them, or not really care about them, you know what I'm saying? Like Ninja Storm. I thought it was corny as hell, but I'm like, you
Ninja
know
Storm's
what?
Hot.
You're making me funny.
Ninja Storm's hot.
You know? I still want to kill Hunter, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
But I actually kind of like Shane.
Yeah, see? He's not that bad.
He's not. I always loved Dustin. Dustin was always like...
Dustin rocks. Dustin rocks worse.
Yeah. Cam is like...
I liked Cam. Talking about...
Cam and Dustin and Tori were always awesome. All three of them, always awesome. Shane and Blake were okay.
Hunter must die.
Hunter was not good.
Hunter must die.
Not good. Not good.
So, yeah. I forgot what episodes I'm up to now, but I'm like, yeah, Hunter must die. He must be dead. He must be shot. He must be murdered. He must be raped. He must be murdered. Buried. Resurrected to kill him again. Yeah. Yeah. That much. That much. People might hate me for that, but I don't care. Don't care. Anyway. But yeah, I think we're done.